In this problem, we want to design a double-slit electron scattering experiment using 1 kilovolt electrons. In fact, it's 1 kilovolt electrons that we have going through the double-slit. We want to be able to see the first maximum, interference maximum, at an angle of 1 degrees from the central ray. In order to do this, what will be the slit separation D? Well, we certainly, when you took introductory physics, you did this experiment, most likely the double-slit experiment with light. In fact, we often do it with a helium neon laser and two slits that are fairly close together, and it's fairly remarkable that you can see the interference effects due to double slits. But now people have also done this with particles. So let's say that it's very easy to get a 1 kilovolt electron. You can just have a power supply of 1,000 volts and accelerate electron across it. So let's see, in order to do this experiment, what the slit separation between the slits has to be. So let's write down what we know. We have a 1 kilovolt electron that we're working with. We're going to do a double slit scattering experiment and look at the interference phenomenon. And we want to look at the first maximum, and we want it to be at an angle of 1 degrees. It might be a little bit tough to separate that from the central ray, which is going to be fairly bright, but this is what it's asked for. And then the question is, what is the slit separation D? Well, this is a double slit scattering experiment, and we want to use the relationship that we've used before, and that is that D, the distance between the two slits, times the sine of the angle that we look at, is equal to n times lambda, where n is the order. And lambda is the wavelength of whatever it is that's going through the double slit. So this is a very standard experiment. In our case, this is now going to equal to lambda, because we have n equal 1. It said the first maximum, which is the first order interference. So we want to calculate D, so let's solve this equation for D. D is equal to lambda over sine theta. So we know theta. Can we calculate lambda? Well, lambda is going to be the Broglie wavelength, so now that's going to be h over the momentum over sine theta, or simply h over p sine theta. So this is Planck's constant. We know the angle is 1 degree. Now we have to determine what the momentum is. Well, how do we find the momentum? Of a 1 kilovolt electron. Well, this is a situation that maybe we might need to consider relativity. So you're always safe by going ahead and using the relativistic equation. And in a case like this where we think a 1 kilovolt electron may be relativistic, or you know, it may be far enough away from the non-relativistic value, in other words, that it would affect our problem, let's go ahead and use it. So we remember from relativity that the square of the energy is equal to the square of the rest energy plus p squared c squared. So this is a fairly straightforward equation to find the momentum. So p squared then is equal to e squared minus e sub 0 squared over c squared. So let's go ahead and, well, from this then we get p is equal to the square root of e squared minus e sub 0 squared, let me extend the square root, over c. Now let's go back up here to our equation for d and put this in. So we have h over p, which is the square root of e squared minus e sub 0 squared over c, so now the c goes up top, times the sine of theta. I think now we can put all these numbers in. I may have room over here, I may not. Let's go ahead and try it. Hc occurs a lot, and in the front of the book we have it in terms of electron volts and nanometers. It's 1240 electron volts nanometers. Now we have to make sure, since we've gone out of the international system, we may need to make sure that our units cancel and we end up in the right, whatever units we want. Okay, now what's e squared and e sub 0 squared? Well, e sub 0 is simply the rest mass of an electron, which is 0.511 MeV, or 511 kilovolts. So we have electron volts up here, so let's go ahead and put things in electron volts so that cancels out. So we have, so E is going to be simply 1 kilovolt plus the rest mass, 511 kilovolts. So it's going to be 512 times 10 to the third electron volts squared minus the rest energy, 511 times 10 to the third electron volts squared. The square root of that times the sine of 1 degree. I barely got all that in. So that's just a really straightforward calculation. And when I did that, I obtained 2.221 nanometers. So I put this in electron volts. That's, you see now why I didn't leave this in MeV or kilovolts, because I had an electron volt up there. I wanted to make sure that these would cancel. Let me make this bigger so you can clearly tell that it's a V, it's a capital V, electron volts. So when I take the square root of this, I'm going to get electron volt. It's going to cancel that. So the units I'm going to be left with in this problem is a nanometer. So in modern physics, sometimes we get away from using the international system because it turns out to be a lot easier. All right, so that's the answer to that. Of course, making a slit that's 2.2 nanometers apart, we certainly couldn't construct that. We would have to use some kind of crystal in order to do that.